Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I am doing my best to not miss a week. You know, and these things will come up from time to time, and I've got to let myself know that, in fact, it is okay to miss a week a time or two. There's nothing wrong with that, in fact. It's not like a crime if you miss a week. I mean, I will say I felt like some severe guilt when I missed like a whole month. That sucked really bad for me. But I'm trying to get to the point where that's not, you know, we're not doing that anymore. But these times have been challenging. You know, as you can hear in the podcast, I've had some good weeks where, you know, I sound like I'm really, you know, doing well. And then there are other weeks where maybe I'm not so sure. And yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. So perfect example of this was last week I was supposed to post a video that I did with my wife, buffalo chicken dip video. We filmed it over Labor Day weekend, and I didn't start editing it until Tuesday. And then she had a medical issue, and we had to go to the hospital. And, you know, they gave her some pain meds. She's feeling better. But, like, it threw my entire schedule off. And it's not her fault. You know, that's life. You know, you got to deal with those things. I think that if I'm guilty of anything, it's that when these things come up, they tend to get used as an excuse to just not do anything. And part of that is just like, I just get in a mode where I'm not feeling it. And I don't want to put out stuff just to put out stuff. Cause then you're walking that tight rope of like, you know, some borderline, like really crappy content just for the sake of putting it out, as opposed to being fully present, feeling good about it, and then putting something out. There's a big difference there. And so I'm trying to be aware of that. And I think that, you know, other than, you know, things coming up, you know, medically or whatever, and being thrown off my editing schedule and missing that upload, because that really, I probably let that fuck with me more than it should have. Like, I felt some severe guilt about not putting a video up on Wednesday. And talk to Larry about it, and like, he's like, dude, this is ridiculous. Like, it's your wife, take care of your wife. And like, I understand all that. It's not like I'm not, you know, I'm not ignoring that, but I'm also like, man, I missed an upload, and I want to do this so bad, you know, be a full-time YouTuber, that when I miss an upload like that, you know, there's a part of me that almost feels comfort that I was mad that I missed the upload. Like, in the sense that I can tell that this time I really, really want it. You know, I really want to go after it. So that's part of it. And then there, you know, the other part of it is like on my solo channel, and also, you know, Instagram, because probably they'll get some of the videos as well. But like, I feel really bad because I haven't uploaded over there, you know, like on my personal YouTube. Like, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube. I have a lot of YouTubers that I really, really enjoy. And, you know, I comment on their videos and I'm like, man, they must think I'm really weird, because, you know, what if they do, for whatever reason, click on my page? Like, they're like, oh yeah, who's this guy? And then they're like, this guy hasn't uploaded jack shit. Like, what's going on? You know, and I want to upload. I really do. But I'm kind of torn. I've talked about it on here before, where like I have an idea, like a very specific niche idea for a channel. But I think that channel needs to be its own, like brand new, kind of like The Edible Adventures, where we started it brand new. You know, we're not piggybacking off the subscribers of another channel. It's just, here is a brand new channel. We're going to build it from the ground up. So that's kind of like a bigger picture idea. And really, I can do it whenever I want. But I know that mentally, I'm still not like 100% in the like super duper creative mode. Like, I know with The Edible Adventures, like, it's a lot easier because, you know, it's eating. And I mean, you know, it's not that hard to make that video, you know, and there are some weeks where, you know, I make a video and I know, okay, this is a video just to put out a video, and I feel guilt about it. But at the same time, I'm like, it's a video. I'm not missing an upload, even though I just did, and I want to keep going. But, you know, like when it comes to like starting a new idea, like I want to make sure that, you know, especially if it's something that like I'm, that's just me, where all the pressure is on me to do it. Like I want to make sure that I do it right. But as it pertains to my solo channel, the Gary Cantrell channel, it's kind of like, I really want to do more vlogs on that channel. And I know that vlogs aren't like super popular, but that channel has always just been whatever I want to put up there. It's not, it's never had like a specific purpose. It's never been a niche of anything. It's just me and my life. And it's like a, it's really, it's almost like just for me in a way. Like I probably should just private everything and just have those videos for my own personal memory and recollection. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, no, you know, I want to have, you know, I want to make vlogs. I want to have fun with it. And I started out the year, you know, making a couple of videos, and then I just stopped. And I just, I don't, I wish I could get it back. It's funny too, because I got the new camera in March, and that was primarily, you know, for two reasons. Number one, I want to start a video business in the next, you know, year or so. And then also, you know, a better camera for the Edible Adventures, even though what we had was perfectly fine, but there was always like the overheating issues. And so the camera that I bought had a very specific purpose, or two very specific purposes. But I was also like, you know, having this new camera, maybe this is going to inspire me to create more things on this like solo channel, you know, just like, just, you know, random, I don't want to call them like bullshit videos, but you know what I mean? Like just random videos of just whatever. And again, I'm kind of like kicking myself, because I'm like, man, why don't you want to record? Like, what is it in your mind that's stopping you? Like, I'm so thankful that I still have, you know, like full motivation to do the Edible Adventures, because then I would like really be mad and really be upset with myself if like I lost that motivation. But that ain't happening, because we're about to cross 500 fucking subscribers, and I could not be any more thrilled about that. Like, when I say that's a big deal to me, that's a big deal to me. And so I can see the growth. I can see what's happening, and there's not a chance in hell that I'm letting myself get out of that. But like, when it comes to other stuff, like non, like food related and stuff like that, I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of fun stuff that I want to do. But I just cannot, I cannot get myself to go over the edge and do it. And it bothers me. It depresses me, quite frankly. As stupid as it sounds, like, oh, why would not making videos make you depressed? Like, it just doesn't, like to the average person that may be listening to this, maybe this is your first time hearing this podcast of all the podcasts of mine to hear. Maybe this is your first time. And I'm just like, fuck. Well, there's a podcast you're never going to listen to again. But that's the thing about this podcast, man. It's a personal journal. It is a place for me to just dump ideas. It's not a niche podcast. It's not specific to anything anymore. It's the Gary Cantrell podcast, because it is a personal journal of my thoughts. And you can listen to it or you can't. It's up to you. It's not a big deal if you do or you don't. But it's just a collection of my thoughts that I actually share in a public space. So, yeah, I'm, you know, for whatever reason, I'm getting depressed because I'm not making videos on my solo channel. And I want so bad to find that motivation. Like, I would go back and watch videos from like 2 years ago where I was going down to like Charleston and going to the Warped Tour and all this stuff. And, you know, how I was just vlogging. It was just like no big deal. It's like second nature. Here I am, I'm vlogging. Even last year, I made a couple of vlogs. Not as many as 2019, but I made, you know, a couple. And this year, I just made none. I think I partially talked about this on one of my episodes. Probably the one where I came back after a month where I was like, yeah, I went to Charleston. I didn't vlog at all. And that's just really weird to me. So I'm just putting this out there because I'm still trying to pinpoint like what the problem is, what the hangup is, and how do I get around it? Or how do I just fucking punch right through it and get back to making videos? Because I want to make more videos. I want to make so many fucking videos that like it just like it becomes second nature. It's like driving my car to work. It's like going to sleep. It's like eating dinner. It's like something, you know, like walking downstairs. Like it's just a natural thing. We're like, oh yeah, of course I'm making a video. Like, even if it's like 1 minute and I'm just talking for 1 minute, like I need to find a way back to that. So I'm hoping, I have hope, but I'm hoping that we can find our way back there. There's the music, because I've hit the wall and I'm done for now. If you're here 10 minutes in, man, I say it every episode. I don't really hear anything back because that tells me that probably nobody's made it that far. But I know people are listening. The numbers say so. So thank you. If you're here, I appreciate you. I'm hanging on as best as I can. And your support means everything. So thank you. And I will catch you next time. And yeah, see you later.